Norwich could not escape the bad news about the economy this week. Desperate families living in Chloe Smith's Norwich North constituency believe their MP, who is now Secretary of State for Works and Pensions, has turned her back on them. The Norwich South MP has called for urgent action to address housing shortages. The Chief Executive of homeless charity St Martin's says the city is on the brink of a winter homelessness crisis. Homeless encampments are to be seen in a city park and in Orford Place in the city centre. As a result, at least one city centre business owner is seeing trade fall. Ruth will start this selection of disturbing news stories.
Desperate families living in Chloe Smith's constituency say they believe their MP has turned her back on them. It comes after the new Secretary of State for Work and Pensions did not confirm whether benefits will rise in line with inflation, though pensions will. But as Ms Smith made headlines in Birmingham, those back in Norwich North say the voice that they believed they had in Parliament has instead forgotten them. Melanie Bowden, who lives in Fiddlewood Road in Mile Cross, said she is struggling on the current rate of benefits. The grandmother added, "I've had to ask for help with food, electricity and gas, as well as with a school uniform for my granddaughter, Immy, who I look after." She added, "I thought Chloe and the new cabinet would sort all this out. We need her to actually do something. She is just full of hot air. It's all empty promises." Amanda Potter, 62, lives in NR3 and often has to use the Silver Road food bank in order to make ends meet. She said, "Chloe has turned her back on us. I love it when women do well, but this is a disaster and a massive disappointment."
Norwich South MP Clive Lewis has called for an urgent solution to address the number of people waiting for a council property in the city. Figures from the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities shows there were 3,436 people on the waiting list for council homes in Norwich last year. And for every rental property in the city, there are 11 applications, according to independent estate agent Arnold Keyes. Mr Lewis would like to see an increase in the number of council and mutually owned not-for-profit cheap rent homes. Mr Lewis said, "There are thousands of people waiting for a council property in Norwich. And undoubtedly, thousands more are paying eye-watering sums to privately rent what are often poorly maintained homes. Every single one of these people would be far better off and more secure renting a home from a local council." The government has announced funding of up to £1.5 billion that will see around 130,000 social housing and low-income properties in England upgraded. Norwich City Council has said it is building new social homes, including the Goldsmith Street Passive House scheme.
What we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg. That is the chilling warning from Dr. Jan Sheldon, chief executive at homeless charity St Martin's. She admits numbers are already creeping up and believes things are likely to get a lot worse as the crunch on finances continues and the weather gets colder. And Norwich is also seeing a spike in the number of no-fault evictions, with some landlords seemingly looking to cash in on a huge rise in the rental market. Osama Buta of Shelter said, "Our emergency helpline supports renters scrambling around to trying to find another home after being slapped with a no-fault eviction."
A homeless encampment continues to be left under a tree in a city park amid fears of a rise in rough sleepers this winter. Possessions, including a suitcase and a sleeping bag, have been left in Anderson's Meadow, just off Marriott's Way near Mile Cross, for weeks. It comes as homeless people have also set up possessions outside the vacant former Shoe Zone store in Orford Place in the city centre. Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive of St. Martin's, said the Homeless Services Pathways team is out on a daily basis, checking on the welfare of people who are sleeping rough. These teams will encourage people into accommodation where possible. Dr. Sheldon emphasised nobody should ever die on the streets, after tributes were laid for a homeless woman following her passing in Prince of Wales Road this month. The most recent government figures on homelessness from late July show 10,560 working households were found to be homeless or threatened with homelessness across the country. This is the highest number of people in full-time work recorded as homeless since the government started recording this data in 2018. Homelessness in England also rose by 11% in the first 3 months of 2022.
A yoga instructor has bemoaned losing half of her customers as a result of homeless disorder in the city centre. Tents have been pitched in the doorway of the former Shoe Zone store in Orford Place after a group of homeless people were moved on from 31 Gentlemen's Walk by the City Council. The street has since been cordoned off by police on two occasions after altercations. Tess Bickerstaff, owner of Norwich Yoga Central in Orford Place, said her more elderly customers have stopped attending evening classes due to fears over the disruption in the street. The yoga instructor has seen her class sizes reduce from around 12 to 6 over the past week, having opened the new studio in August last year. It is understood the homeless people had previously been offered accommodation in the city. Police were called to reports of a fight between two men in Orford Place around 5:15 p.m. on Saturday, September 24th, which left a man in his 40s requiring hospital treatment. St. Martin's Homeless Service has said it has Pathways teams engaging with everyone on the streets on a daily basis, who make every effort to get people into emergency accommodation.